for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hello, this is Jill Stukenborg, and I have some charges in my bank account and with this phone number, and I wanted to find out what they were for.
Okay. So I'll be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment.
Okay.
Alrighty, that first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Okay, it's Michelle Stukenborg, 12701 Young Lane, Carmine, Texas, 78932.
Thank you for that information. So, let's see. One moment. So, yes, ma'am. So, reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a purchase that was made with another company, and it caused you to be enrolled into Evo Trainer, an app that provides easy-to-follow training workout videos. If you do wish to continue with giving the fitness app a try, we are able to keep it active for you.
No.
Okay. I can most definitely go ahead and get this canceled to prevent charges from coming off moving forward. There will be
I want a refund.
You've been charging the account, ma'am.
I got the last four months that y'all have charged me $39.99.
So there will be an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours, 3 to 5 business days for the fundings to fall back into your account, or however long it does take your bank to release the fundings. I do have the cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay.
That's going to be C like Charlie, 100-9593.
Okay, so what's the name of the company?
EVO, Evo Trainer.
Evo Trainer. And so you're saying that I can't get a refund?
3 to 5 business days for the fundings to fall back into your account and 24 to 48 hours for that email confirming that this account has been canceled.
Okay. All right. I got it. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.